For the very first time, students at School Number 6 Buffalo Elementary School of Technology on South Division Street are celebrating the team's success, something we haven't witnessed since 1999. Now, a new generation is standing up to shout.
They are super excited. So all they know is that the Buffalo Bills are going to the playoffs. They don't know any of the history. They are so excited, you know, making up their own little chants, wearing their red, white, and blue.
Angela Ryan is an instructional technology coach at School 6. Ryan says the principal asked if she and other teachers could come up with a project to show the school spirit. They help students in grades pre-K through 8th create videos to cheer on the Bills.
Every classroom in our building has an IWB, interactive whiteboard. And so we made up a video that scrolled the lyrics to the shout song so that every classroom could have that playing and they taught the kids the song.
So they had like a karaoke kind of system.
It was exactly karaoke, yes.
The videos feature a different choreographed shout dance for the team. Some students waved Go Bill signs and handmade banners. The international students who represent a variety of countries at the school are still learning English, so they would jump in on the word shout.
We have students from Iraq, we have students from Yemen, students from Congo.
Shauna McMahon is an English as a new language coach at School 6.
A lot of the times in the videos you'll hear them, especially the newcomers, just yelling shout because that's the easiest word to remember.
McMahon tells WBFO News music and sports is a great way to teach students the language.
They have the video playing in the background with the lyrics on there. They have all of their classmates saying the words around them, so they catch on pretty quickly. Anything repetitive is really good for them, and they're able to participate pretty easily.
The principal and assistant principals will be judging all the videos and vote for the best. The winners will be getting a pizza party on Monday. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.